Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, let's talk some Celtics here with Turp. Justin Turpin, WEEI.
You can big game. Big game tonight.
Justin M. Turpin on social media. Yeah, big one tonight. Are the Cavs a real threat to the Celtics, or are they just the second best team in the East?
Right now, I think they're still just the second best team in the East. If you look at their numbers, I mean, they are the best team in the NBA right now, but that's, of course, only 15 games. They're first in points per game, first in field goal percentage, first in three-point percentage. So they're doing a lot of things right, but they haven't really met a challenge like the Celtics yet. 9 wins from theirs are against bottom third teams. So this is a real test for them tonight to see. It's a measuring stick.
Well, they beat the Warriors, and you lost to the Warriors.
Yep.
And they beat the Knicks, who the Celtics also beat. They beat, who was the other
Lakers.
Team you referenced earlier? Thank you. Lakers are 9-4 out west, so they do have some good wins. It's not all bad wins.
Yeah, and this is their measuring stick, though. They want to be contenders in the East. That's what Evan Mobley was talking about today at Shootaround, that they want to see, they want to prove that they're actually contenders in the East, and this is the opportunity to do it.
I didn't read the whole article. Yahoo Sports just had one out today, and the headline was Darius Garland is now the league's most underrated player, which I like Cleveland a lot, and it's mostly because of Donovan Mitchell, but Jones and I were talking about this earlier. Like, you look at the rest of the roster, they had like the two bigs who are young and people like them, and Mobley and Allen. But isn't, if Darius Garland is really good, that makes them much more of a contender. If he's just like okay, then I don't know what kind of chance. Where do you stand on him, I guess, is my question. Like, is he maybe the most underrated player now in the league?
I think he's up there. I think last year was just such a nightmarish season for him. He broke his jaw. Ugh. Running into Kristaps Porzingis' hip.
Right.
Had like sewed shut or whatever it was. Lost a family member last year during the season as well. So it was a tough year for him, but we've seen how good he can be, especially now with Donovan Mitchell. I mean, part of the reason that they're able to play so well now is because it's not all on Donovan Mitchell. He's okay with taking a step back, and that's opened up room for growth for other players on the team, like Evan Mobley, who's shined offensively, like Darius Garland, even a guy like Ty Jerome, who was out all last year. So we're seeing
he just
that,
sticks threes, that yeah, Ty
right?
Jerome.
That's,
holy smokes.
They missed him last year.
Yeah.
He only played 2 games. So you're seeing that Donovan Mitchell taking a backseat is really opening up things for the rest of this team.
It seems like, and we'll see tonight, it's an NBA Cup game, so you know the Celtics
so
are going to get off for
up.
It.
Jones is into it.
I would like them to win it anyway, but I would like them to win just to keep their chances alive in the NBA Cup to advance and go to Vegas and blah, blah, blah. But they have played down to their level of competition lately. Like, they lost that Warriors game. They went to overtime against Brooklyn. It was a win. They lost to Atlanta. They go to overtime against Toronto. Another win. So it's not like they're losing all these games. But last time we talked to you last week, Turp, it's not like they're playing great basketball. Are you nervous at all about, you know, some of these Atlanta, Brooklyn-level teams, the Celtics are playing down to them and having to scramble and go to overtime? Will that cost them at any point?
Yeah, I mean, we already saw it cost them last week against Atlanta in the NBA Cup game, and who knows how much they actually care about it, but when you allow 20 offensive rebounds and 20 turnovers, that's just unacceptable. It's been done like 4 times since the 70s. It doesn't happen. So part of that is human nature, though. Even Brad Stevens talked about it in the offseason, that one opponent they're going to have this year is human nature and just not getting up for those games. And this is a game where if you can't get up for this, a 15-0 team coming into your arena right here in an NBA in-season tournament game, and who knows if they actually care about that, but more so, this is the Cavs. They are number one in the Eastern Conference right now. You are chasing them. That's the reality of it. So if they can't get up for this one, then you start to worry about it. But you look at that, those 6 games since the Golden State game where people are really looking at, I mean, they're still 4-2 in there. So if that is your championship hangover, per se, I think you live with it.
Do the Celtics have a rival? Because I don't think it's the Cavs, but I do think the Cavs are the second best team, and maybe this could be a Eastern Conference Finals preview. I just look at, you know, the Bucks aren't very good. The Sixers are a disaster. The Knicks, like, I don't think there's been enough, like, heated rivalry games with them. Like, are they their own thing right now? Like, I don't think there's anybody that could really claim being their rival.
It certainly feels that way, and I don't really feel like people get up necessarily when it's the Lakers anymore either. You know,
no.
It's like, I mean, LeBron
it's hard,
part
think,
of it.
I think it's hard to have a Western Conference rival.
Right.
I know Celtics-Lakers were, but that's because they met in the finals almost all the time in the 80s, or at least that was the hope every year in the 80s. But now that there's more teams and you only play them twice, like the Warriors people are excited about, but it's still not, I don't think it's a
I think
rival.
It's Miami right now.
Oh,
if
maybe.
You had to pick
yeah.
one, it would be Miami.
Okay.
And I think that playoff series last year would have had a lot more energy and buzz around it had Jimmy Butler been playing.
Definitely.
Because he is the face of that rivalry. Like, when you think of this newfound rivalry of them, it's always involved Jimmy Butler and him running his mouth, Grant Williams getting his face and all that. So
mm-hmm.
I think if Jimmy Butler played, we talk about that series a little bit more differently. I don't think Miami would have won. I think it probably still would have won five games. But the fact that he wasn't there really took away from the shine of the series.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Justin Turpin, WEEI.com. Again, you can follow him on Twitter. At Justin M. Turpin. You said earlier, so maybe you already answered this, who knows how the players really feel about the NBA Cup. Do you think they care? Like, what's the read you get on them around these games? Do they care? Is there any added significance or edge to the games? Or besides from a court and a basketball, it's just another game?
I mean, watching last week, I can't see how you would say there's any added edge. I mean, that was one of the softest they've played all year. That was their worst loss.
But was
of the
it?
Year.
But was it edge? I'm not just talking about the Celtics. Is there edge on the other side? Like, are some teams approaching these games more?
I think some teams are.
You know,
yeah.
Like they matter more than others.
Yeah, I think some teams are, and I think every team should. I think when your team is in a competition, you should want to win it. Like, these are the most competitive people in the world, these athletes. So I feel like they should want to win it. It's just, I don't know if there's necessarily a lot. Like, look at the Celtics roster. They're so top heavy, and they're all so financially compensated. Like, they don't really need this prize money or a trip to Vegas. Like, maybe they value more so the days off. So I don't know if they necessarily, it's hard to tell, because I think some players do care about it. Last year when they lost, Jason Tatum was upset they didn't go to Vegas. But I also think that some of them just don't care about it. Like, it's just another game, and they're trying to win every game, but it's not like they're changing anything they're doing to try to win this tournament.
What was the Kristaps Porzingis update from yesterday? I read it like four times, and I'm like, I don't know if this is good, bad, or the same. But the team issued like a paragraph release, and I still don't really even know what they said.
Yeah, so in short, he was demoted to Maine. Not really demoted, because it was only for one practice. So he went to Maine, worked out with the Maine Celtics along Xavier Tillman, most likely because it's more of a physical practice. Like, at this point of the season, once you get into these regular season, like, the Celtics probably aren't practicing as physical as maybe Maine might. So they sent Xavier Tillman there with them, partially because Tillman has fallen out of the rotation, get him a little more run, but also to give him some NBA level competition. But for everything that you're seeing and everything you're hearing from Kristaps Porzingis, is he's progressing maybe even better than they thought he would. Mm. Brad Stevens said that on Media Day, that they were a little bit surprised of how well he's progressed. He's been traveling on the team, which is something you don't always see from players. So he's been engaged. And honestly, in Brooklyn, when I was there last week, he was just so eager to get in. During every timeout, he was walking out to the free throw line, just mimicking his shot. Like, he looked like he was ready to go. And he's really ramping up these pregame warmups, where he's been getting work in before every pregame. And he's moving quick. It's almost more so than what he was doing last year in the playoffs, where everyone was making a big deal. It was like, oh, he's in Indiana, he's working out before. It was always a big deal. I think he looks better in these now than he did then.
So you might be listening going, it's not a Celtics Wednesday.
Yeah, what the heck?
Terp on a Tuesday. What's up with this? So why are you on today, Terp, and not on your normal time tomorrow? What's going on?
Well, there's two. So the first one, I have a traffic appeal in the morning, so won't be here for that.
I'm sorry, what?
A traffic appeal.
Yeah. What happened? Yeah, what's the infraction we're appealing?
Improper driving. Lane change. Yeah.
And you're fighting this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did you have your blinker on?
I did. They said I waited too long to change lanes.
Who's they?
Waited too long?
The cop did.
The men in blue.
But he was standing on the street. They were just picking people off. So, like, there was, like, six other cars pulled over.
Entrapment?
Is this your
defense, the entrapment defense?
Do you have a lawyer?
Swinging.
Entrapment.
I got myself.
Some are entrapped. I was interped.
He was interped.
Yeah,
that's exactly off on that.
Yeah.
That's pretty well done.
Yeah,
that's your name. I get it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm heading to Washington, D.C. for Celtics.
The capital.
Oh, I thought he was looking to, like, lobby the president or something. Yes. He's like,
take her all over the top.
These people are crooked.
Mr. Turp goes to Washington.
That's
okay, so you're going there for the game. Nice.
Yeah, for the game.
You're not driving, are you?
No, fine.
Based on your record.
Yeah.
I mean, no Greyhound this week.
They do have speed traps in Maryland, so watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be removing your license tomorrow around about noon.
I'll be staying out of trouble this time.
I think your defense, aside from the brilliant entrapment/interpretment defense that we just came up with, I think you just come in and you say, kind of a big deal. I cover the Boston Celtics. They're the world champions.
You know what you do?
Big deal.
They're going to play this in evidence tomorrow. He's really screwed.
No, Terp's done a good job with his videos that he puts out there. So Justin M. Turpin, and then EEI usually retweets him wherever, but follow Justin M. Turpin. And he had the one with Missoula was asked about the City Edition uniforms.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think? He's like, I like them. I'm like, what do you like about them? They say Celtics on them. Now, not to tell you how to do your job, if you're going to Washington, guaranteed to get like a million clicks is if you camp out in the tunnel and you wait for whatever Kyle Kuzma is wearing, it's usually some like circus type of attire.
Mm.
You post that, people will run with that like crazy. He wears stuff. Remember the thing that he was wearing the one time? It was like a sweater that looked like a dress.
Yes.
It was, like, covered his whole body.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, and like his head. Like, the neck went up like above his eyes or whatever. You're like, you can't even see in that thing.
They've really embraced these like walk-ins.
They love the walk-ins, these guys.
These players.
Like, Kuzma's dressed up like a maniac.
No, I know, but I'm saying like Kuzma's different than everybody else. Yeah. Everybody else is like, okay, that guy's wearing
really as entertaining.
No, the Celtics just wear regular clothes.
He's in a world of his own.
Kuzma is. Kuzma looks like he's ready to walk on like a runway where you're like, you just don't understand those clothes.
I was
like,
watching
you wouldn't get it.
On Red Zone last week, they made sure to show, of all people, Mac Hollins, wide receiver on the Bills, his entrance.
Does he have a good outfit?
The construction worker?
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, that was outrageous.
Okay.
He had no shoes on.
Okay. Apparently,
he was shoeless?
No, yes. Apparently, this is why I want to bring this up. Apparently, Mac Hollins, outside of football cleats, doesn't wear shoes.
He doesn't believe in them.
Doesn't believe in
shoes.
He's
barefoot?
Apparently.
If he played a football game barefoot, then come call me. I don't care
Scott
if he's walking around his house without
Scott Hansen
shoes on.
Told me he doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, there was
ever
a news story on it in training camp, actually. They like talked to him. He's an interesting dude.
Really?
Yeah, the guy walking around barefoot in a construction worker's outfit is probably a strange
look at
dude.
This outfit from Kyle Kuzma. It looks like he's going fishing.
Are those garbage bags?
It looks like a garbage bag.
It looks like you're ready to pick up a million dog poops in that.
Those are individual little snapbacks. He must have 120 of like these little pockets on his thing. I don't know where he gets any of his stuff. None of it looks comfortable.
I think it's for show.
You think?
You can't possibly think that's like a nice outfit.
Well,
look at this one. You can't even see his face. The thing's got a collar that goes above his mouth.
Devon Godchow famously told us, you know, it's all about how you wear it. It's not what you wear. It's how you wear it. You got to have a little attitude.
You got to have confidence.
Yeah, you have a little confidence. So we should have Devon Godchow break that down.
There's a lot of good stuff in here, too.
There's also a lot of good stuff in the Twitch chat. Is that a snapback hat you're wearing there, Terp? How is that snapback hat
hanging
on? Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Is it? It is, yeah. I don't fit those one size fits all.
No.
Terp's
got a big head, too.
Yeah, I'm with Keith.
Terp's got a big head.
Two snap guy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice job. So look at that sweater, Kyle Kuzma. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, the sleeves go down to the floor.
Right. He's wearing the Nana is what he's wearing when he walks
what
in. Is that a shower cap?
I bought a lot of yarn. I'm going to use the yarn.
And a long sweater.
Just
really? I mean, disproportionately long arms
like
on
a
that
classroom
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's got some outfits, I'll tell you that much. But anyway, do the Celtics win tonight, Terp?
Yeah, we probably should have.
Let's circle back to that.
Yeah.
I think they do.
I think
this is a game that they're going to come out ready to go for. And that's something that has been a problem as of late, is if they've been ready to go.
Look at these outfits.
I think they will be. I was distracted by Kyle Kuzma.
5.5-point favorites.
Yeah, it opened up
right
at four.
So did it?
Already moved up a little bit.
Okay.
A couple Cavs are questionable tonight. So
got it. It's buying opportunity. That's what that is.
It's group play, so you know they're going to be going fired up.
True. The Cavs are going to be going for it.
For the cup.
Okay.
Celtics are fighting for their cup lives, though.
They are indeed.
They need to bring it.
Thank you, Terp, for making my case. Thank you. All right, so you got the Celtics winning tonight.
I do.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck in court.
Thank you.
Yeah. Traffic court.
That's right.
Not to belittle the court.
Going down swinging.
Yeah, hopefully none of this is used against Terp for his lane change violation tomorrow. Normally joins us on a Celtics Wednesday.
I've never even heard of that.
Lane
change violation?
I personally am a very responsible
speeding
driver.
Speeding and reckless driving are what I've heard of.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of more. I've heard of more than those.
Not me. Not on the roads.
I'm not saying I've been for any of those, but I've heard of more than those.
Yeah, I
personally am a
very, what have you heard of?
A very responsible driver.
Yeah, okay.
That's me. I'm like Terp.
Driving without pants, which is stupid. That shouldn't be a rule. Anyway.
Thought this was America.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is our Celtics conversation here today.